From the city by the bay, these are our final thoughts. Your key to the game, Mike.
I'm going to say it's get some respect for Eddie Lacy in that running game. The playoff game last January was 24-all halfway through the third quarter. The 49ers took the lead, and the Packers went pass, 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 pass. Things didn't work. They couldn't keep up. The Packers need to set it at their pace, get the running game going, get respect for Eddie Lacy. He doesn't need to rush for 150 yards, but he needs to be respected so that Aaron Rodgers can do his thing.
Okay, yeah. But I gave you first pick, and you didn't say play better on defense, a lot better on defense, because that's got to be the key to this game. These guys got a lot of points and a lot of yards on the Packers twice last year. It wasn't just in January. They did it to them twice, and now the finger is pointing at the Packers defense to show that you are better, that you have improved from last season, and it starts in this week, in this game, the opener. The onus is absolutely on the defense to play better, or the Packers can't win. Well, Doctor, you're not real busy this week. Go ahead with the injury update, but it's not a big one, is it?
No, it's not. The Packers did add two players to the injury report on Friday. Safety Morgan Burnett and linebacker Brad Jones were added as questionable with those hamstring injuries that they initially sustained in week three of the preseason against Seattle. Burnett did not practice on Friday, and Jones was limited, so we'll see what happens there. Cornerback Casey Hayward is out for the Packers, and cornerback Jarrett Bush, a special teams ace, he is probable after practicing most of the week with an ankle injury. For the Niners, an even shorter injury list, running back LaMichael James and cornerback Nnamdi Asamoah, both questionable with injuries. Now, James didn't practice all week with his knee injury, whereas Asamoah was limited in practice and did get some work in with his collarbone injury. So I would say Asamoah, the better bet to play.
The Burnett injury's big. This is not one to be glossed over. We need to keep an eye on that in the moments, the hours before kickoff, and hope that 90 minutes before kickoff, he's not on the
inactive list. Yeah.
And Mike, your player to watch.
I'm going with the rookie at left tackle for the Packers, David Bakhtiari. He's got a big-time assignment here with Aldon Smith, who also rushes next to Justin Smith, and they run those stunts and twists. And Josh Sitton and David Bakhtiari, in his first NFL start in his hometown, he grew up about 15 miles, I think, from Candlestick Park. So this is a big-time test for an NFL debut, and the Packers are counting on him to protect Rodgers' blind side.
Yeah, David Bakhtiari gets the Smith brothers in his pro debut. My player to watch, I would like to say Micah Hyde, because if he's the Packers' nickel corner, there's no question in my mind, Jim Harbaugh is going to target him as they targeted Nick Perry in his debut a year ago. Remember that?
Yeah, the season opener.
But I'm not going to say Micah Hyde because we don't know for sure that he's going to be the nickelback, so I'm going to say Nick Perry, and here's why. He didn't play in that game in January, and I think the Packers missed his athletic ability a lot as it pertained to tackling Colin Kaepernick in space in that read option. And when Kaepernick does pull the ball down and go, he likes to flush to the right. He likes to run to the right, and that's where Nick Perry plays. And I think Nick Perry is going to be a big, big player in this game.
That'll do it for week one of Final Thoughts. Stay with us on Packers.com for all your post-game coverage. We'll see you next time.